Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. In Jerusalem, it's a bright day with clear skies. Tel Aviv is enjoying sunny weather, perfect for an afternoon stroll. In Haifa, it's slightly cooler with a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran claims the U.S. has stopped airstrikes, and so has Tehran. This comes from Israel Hayom earlier today. Also, terror in the West Bank grows. A senior IDF official warns of tense days and weeks ahead. This report comes from the Jerusalem Post. Just in, also this hour, the IDF intensifies counter-terror operations in the West Bank after recent attacks. This news from Ynet in the past hour. Separately, Prime Minister Netanyahu held a cabinet meeting. Topics included a meeting with Trump, a shooting in the West Bank, and the ICC. This was reported by I-24 News earlier today. And finally, a 67-year-old woman has been charged over alleged anti-Semitic abuse at the Bondi massacre site. This story from the Australian Jewish News is from earlier reporting. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted Netanyahu's comments on focusing on Iran. Netanyahu suggested that a large-scale attack might deter Hezbollah, but emphasized it's not in Israel's interest to provoke further conflict. Seth Franzman, a commentator on Middle East affairs, highlighted Tehran's contradictory stance. He observed Iran's support for various regional conflicts while expressing outrage at pushback. Avi Kaner, a public figure, called for justice against extremists causing violence in the West Bank. He urged for their arrest and prosecution. Let's go deeper. Starting with Iran's announcement, Tehran claims the U.S. has halted airstrikes in the past 2 days. As reported by Israel Hayom, Iran says it has also stopped its operations, hinting at a temporary pause in hostilities. This development could open a window for renewed diplomatic efforts. Turning to the situation in the West Bank, the Jerusalem Post reports that terrorism has escalated there since Operation Rising Lion began. A senior IDF officer warns of a tense period ahead. Increased violence could strain local communities and impact regional stability. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights intensified IDF operations. Israeli forces have ramped up arrests and raids following a series of attacks. The focus is on preventing copycat incidents and securing vulnerable areas. This is crucial for maintaining order and safety in affected regions. Netanyahu's cabinet meeting covered several pressing issues. According to I-24 News, discussions included a recent meeting with Trump and a shooting incident in the West Bank. The meeting also touched on the International Criminal Court. These discussions reflect ongoing diplomatic and security challenges for Israel. In earlier reporting, a woman faced charges for anti-Semitic behavior at the Bondi site. The Australian Jewish News notes she allegedly used offensive language. Such incidents highlight the persistent issue of anti-Semitism and the need for vigilance against hate. On the economic front. First, Yitzhak Tshuva appoints a new CEO for a $1 billion deal with Egypt. Niv Sarna will take over from Yossi Abu at NewMed Energy. This move marks a significant shift in leadership for the company. Reported by Israel Hayom Business earlier. Separately, Mobileye's next CEO faces a major decision regarding the startup mentee. As CTech reports, the company's future direction could hinge on this choice. The outcome could affect Mobileye's growth strategy. And finally, Microchip acquires Israeli AI chipmaker Halo. Globes reports that despite Halo's past valuation over $1 billion, the sale went for a modest sum. This acquisition highlights the challenges in the tech sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.